Welcome to another episode of A CM So. Snap out of it this instant. We live in a world of quick fixes. Instant coffee. Set it and forget it. 3 minutes and it's done. Instant photos. Instant videos. Quick pick. Get rich quick. Get fit quick. First sight marriages. Instant gratification. I see it. I want it. I get it. Let's be true to ourselves. Count to 10 slowly in your mind. Yes, you. Close your eyes. Now count to 10. Snap your finger on the count of 10. Open your eyes. Now, did you change in an instant? 10 seconds for me is sufficient time for you to be transformed. You don't agree? In fact, you're sitting in the same chair, or you're still on the edge of the same bed. So you didn't even have time to move. Why then are we so hard on ourselves or others? Old habits and practices, weaknesses and learned helplessness cannot be changed in a wink. Did you wake up with the problems from yesterday? Did the flowers bloom overnight? Or did a bud first appear? Did you just go through 24 hours in a day? The point I'm trying to make is there is nothing instant about making sustainable changes in your life. Initially, a thought is triggered and you will churn this over and over in your mind before making a decision to act on it. I grew up with TV series such as Little House on the Prairie, $6 Million Man, and The Love Boat. There was no Netflix, no internet, and we had to take a shower and wait for the next week to see the next series. The wait did not kill us. We're still here. The wait for when you have saved enough to buy for what you really want, the discipline involved in this will lead to a greater appreciation of why you needed this in the first place. There is nothing wrong with slow and steady. Consistency and discipline are the bedrocks for change. It is better to wait for what you really want. It is better to wait and not settle. It is better to wait on God and let Him renew your strength. It is better to wait than to be led blindly by immediate gratification. Do you ever wonder why we need to spring clean so often? Life can be very interesting. We have the tendency to collect stuff rather than experiences. Then we complain of the need to declutter. How many tops or pants are waiting in your closet for the tag to be removed? Much less to be worn to a special occasion. Or more so, the dress you bought 2 years ago, can this still fit? What if we thought long and hard about the items we pick up at the dollar store? Would our lives be different? What if we chose delayed over instant gratification? How can we resist the urgent need to be instantly satisfied? Have you ever been typically plowed over by someone when driving? They hurry past you and you really wonder what could be so urgent? Then you approach the stoplight with its bright red color and you look over to see the person who just literally pushed you out of the way. So it is with instant gratification. The need to do it right away to get ahead. No time to waste. No time to ponder. Is this the only way? Is this the way we should live? Is this always necessary? There's a reason we have seasons. Ecclesiastes reminds us, to everything there is a season. Blessings are manifested in our lives at different times, but in the right season. Learn to trust the process. Learn to wait on your season. I remember growing up and asking my mother for stuff. Many times the answer would be, there was no money to purchase these items. Don't get me wrong. These were often necessities. Now, how did my mother expect me to excel in my maths exams without the book I needed? I remember often saying, when me grow big, me I go have all of what me need. Well, how many of us are adults now? And suddenly adulthood is no longer that enticing. The fact that we have to put our shoulders to the wheel every day in order for our bills to be paid is a sudden reminder that we could have waited a little longer for the realities of adulthood to strike. You see, waiting involves discipline and self-control. With self-control, you build character traits such as patience and you become more focused. Delayed gratification involves planning. When you plan, you're able to eliminate possible stresses and to see clearly the consequences of the actions you will take. I know, you may say there's no fun in waiting. But oftentimes, waiting allows you to put life in perspective. While you wait, focus on the good things that are presently happening to you. The next time you're in a line, thank God you're able to stand in one. The next time you wait to be paid, thank God you have an income. The next time you wait at a restaurant, thank God you can wait for someone to prepare the food. The next time you set a goal, thank God you're able to work towards realizing this goal. Thank God that you're able to wait. And while you wait, practice gratitude. Gratitude puts life in perspective. Never forget this promise in Isaiah 40 verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Until next time, put a lid on instant gratification. While you wait, find time for all that's right. Don't forget to get a copy of the book, This Life Is Yours. It's available on Amazon.ca, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Nook, and Indigo. Also, check out Asamso on YouTube and Asamso on WordPress. Asamso, you're gonna make it. Must make it. Peace.